two black boxes have been recovered from the deadly train crash in the Bronx Sunday morning, which killed four and injured dozens. Among other things, investigators are looking at speed as a possible cause. Speaking on the Today Show today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that speed was the most likely of the three possible causes.
Problem with the track, equipment problem, or operator error. Those are the three options that are on the table. I'm not an expert in this field. Working with the experts over the past day, I think it is going to be speed related.
Well, let's get the latest now on what we do know from Pete Donahue, transit reporter for the New York Daily News. He's at the scene of the accident. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
So this was a Metro North train going southbound. It was carrying 150 passengers. All seven cars jumped the tracks on this sharp curve. Can you first just describe for us that turn and how fast the train was supposed to be going?
Yeah, I mean, there was a stretch of straightaway leading up to this curve where the immediate stretch up to it, the train is going 70 miles an hour. It's supposed to slow down at the curve. Or before entering the curve, 30 miles an hour. It's a pretty substantial curve, curving away from the Hudson River and along the banks of White and Dival. And so we're supposed to be going 30 miles an hour, and, you know, we had it in the Daily News this morning, and my sources were telling me all yesterday that, you know, speed. This just looks like an excessive speed situation.
And we don't know, we don't have the details of the investigation yet, but the Wall Street Journal is citing unnamed sources saying the driver did not apply the brakes as usual before that curve. What do we know about the driver?
Well, the driver's got a pretty unremarkable record. He's a veteran, about 15 years, Metro North. You know, I talked to someone who knew him yesterday, said he's just a real salt of the earth guy. He's very traumatized by this. You know, it may very well at the end of the day be just a lapse in judgment. And as simple as that, my sources told me yesterday that it looked like human error. They don't think it was the tracks. They've been over this stretch of tracks very closely over the last several months.
Over the last several months has been a bad several months for Metro North. This is not the first accident that there has been. There was the crash 7 months ago in Bridgeport, Connecticut. In September, a power failure caused some service issues. Are there questions about negligence by Metro North?
Well, there's certainly be claims of negligence and lawsuits against Metro North. Many. I would suspect. I mean, not only did they have the collision up in Connecticut, they also had a fatal accident in which a track foreman was run over by a Metro North train and was killed, unfortunately. And there were hearings on that, and it's pretty much established that that was an error made in the rail control center, that track was not supposed to be open to train traffic. So there's been a series of incidents. Metro North has had a stellar reputation, one of the best in the country, And they certainly have taken a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch to the gut.
And Pete, if this indeed was a driver error, which we don't know yet, we'll find out from the investigation. But there was this system I want to talk to you about that Congress had mandated. It's called positive train control. It can slow trains before bends and prevent driver error. The Metropolitan Transit Authority in New York intends to install that system. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, it's the Rail Safety Act, 2008. The MTA last month, I believe, awarded a contract worth about $450 million to Siemens and Bombardier, a joint procurement, to do this positive train control. It's a wireless system of signals communicating the communications with the trains, and if it hits a certain speed at a certain juncture, it would automatically slow the train down. So they have awarded that contract. It's going to be a very, very expensive proposition.
Pete, just a few seconds left, but how's the commute been today?
It's been very rough. It's been very rough for people who use this line. I mean, the good thing about this Metro North system is that there's three parallel lines, one along the river, one in the middle going through the Bronx and Westchester called the Harlem Line, and then there's the New Haven. So there are junctures where if you can get a ride or take a bus, go over to one of the parallel lines. But if you have to rely on, a series of shuttle buses and whatnot, it's you know, very long, painful, crowded commute. But, you know, it's kind of the crowding, I would compare it probably light compared to what you see on the 4 line in Lexington in the New York City system on a daily basis.
Pete Donahue, transit reporter for New York Daily News. Thanks a lot.